football on Off the Ball.
It's not going to be enough to satisfy the Scottish fans, because I spoke to a lot of them on the way back last night and they were furious, you know. They were furious with Steve Clarke.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, team news ahead of tomorrow's All-Ireland quarterfinals, Andy Moran on Louth's chances against Donegal, and John Cleary on the pressures of being an inter-county manager. But first, Paul Mannion, James McCarthy and Jack McCaffrey have all been named on the Dublin bench for tomorrow's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship quarter-final against Galway at Croke Park. The 15 named by manager Desi Farrell is the same as the one which started the final round-robin group game against Mayo. Damien Comer is back in the starting lineup for Galway. Shane Walsh, meanwhile, has won his fitness battle after limping off against Monaghan last week. He starts alongside Comer in the full forward line. Dublin legend Jason Sherlock has been giving his opinion on the Dubs to Off the Ball.
And do Dublin have flaws? It looks that like they haven't been as dominant in the entirety of games, yet they are still performing, they're still getting performances. And yeah, it's an interesting setup. Obviously, of the height of admiration and respect, particularly to some of the more experienced players that are still going. You saw how important they were last year, and then even that snapshot at the last play against Mayo, how important they are. Like in my own head, I'm kind of curious of what their mindset is, and in some ways they're like a band that are doing a kind of farewell tour. Like they should have a freeness about them, you know, or are they the other way where they're chasing All-Ireland medals? So I think how their energy is, how they feel about it, I think will dictate a lot over the next few games if they get that far in terms of their performances, because there's no question there's some of the kind of senior players, they were the difference makers last year, and I don't see any reason why they won't be the difference makers if Dublin are to proceed.
Paddy Byrnes is back in the Armagh lineup against Roscommon. Byrnes missed the draw with Galway and Sligo but comes back in a corner back. Kieran Higgins drops to the bench. Roscommon boss Davy Burke has made one change to his side from the one that beat Tyrone last weekend. Ronan Daly comes into the back line with Dylan Rowan making way. Armagh legend Joe Kernan says they can't afford to be overconfident against Roscommon tomorrow.
But I think the Derry game was a wee bit false, because the way Derry played, no other team in the country will leave the defence open the way Derry did that day. And even though we scored the goals and we won easy, we still have to be cautious this weekend that Roscommon aren't going to do that. I was impressed with Roscommon last weekend. And I remember last year's league, what was it, up in the league in Roscommon, it was neck and neck, and Roscommon really got stuck into us the last 10 minutes. They're big, they're strong, they're inside lanes playing well now. We have to sort of stop that to play a ball going in there. So, you know, we'll take nothing for granted. We have the players to win this game. We have a bench that we can use and have played very well when they come on. So, you know, there's a lot of pluses, but there's a lot of caution at the same time.
Mayo legend Andy Moran says Louth will have nothing to fear against Donegal on Sunday. Louth got into the game in the back of their dramatic win over Cork last weekend. And Moran says Donegal will certainly be cautious of the wee county in Croke Park.
Jim McGuinness would have been happy with the draw, but I think at the back of his head he's thinking, how do I go about putting my plans in place to go and beat Louth? And I think two teams like to get the 15 behind the ball. Two teams like to counter-attack. But I'll tell you, from what I've seen and my little views of Louth this year, is athletically, I don't think they'll have any problem with Donegal. And I think that's going to be a huge one. I do think Donegal will win because they're experienced and they're used to winning in Croke Park, and obviously the league final, they're coming in and the huge confidence. But for some reason, in the back of my head is thinking, Louth have a matchup against Donegal. They played them this year. They're going to know how to play. I'm right in saying the two of them were Division 2 in the league, yeah?
Yep. So all the expectation is on Donegal.
All the expectation is on Donegal. Like, what a free hit for Gerard Brennan. Like, he must be delighted with him, delighted with himself. Like, and it's and I'm sure Jim has huge stuff to bring, I think, when they play the Kerrys, the Dublins, the Galways of this world. I think I think you're going to see, if Jim McGuinness can get Donegal to a semi-final, I think you're going to see some plays that he implement against these. But I don't think Louth are going to give them the chance to get them plays. I don't think it's going to be easy on the eye, but you'd expect Donegal to win. But yeah, the Louth story is incredible.
Cleary admits the pressures and demands of being an inter-county manager can be exhausting. The Cork boss saw his side crash out of the All-Ireland Championship last weekend as they were beaten by Louth. The Castlehaven clubman hasn't confirmed if he'll be back or not for next year. And Cleary says you simply have to tune out the relentless noise and chatter that comes with being an inter-county boss.
It is definitely got overblown, but I think, look, that's the way of the world at the moment. And people will talk about it. It's a big topic for one day. They move on to something else the next day, and that's the way of the world at the moment.
Yeah, it is the way of the world, John, but can that be hard? Like, as you said, you have to get up on Monday and go to work just like the players do too. It can be really overblown at times. Can that be hard to manage?
I suppose it can. And if you don't know what you're getting yourself into, and as I said, look, Monday and Tuesday weren't the best days I ever had, but in fairness, got an awful lot of messages of support from people and from people who you respect, friends, family, and other people like that. And I think a lot of genuine GA people know exactly what you would try to do, and what you're in it for it. And as I said, it's not that there's any monetary gain or anything like that. You know, it's an amateur game. It's the pastime. And look, as I said, in these days of social media and whatnot, it's easy to get on the bandwagon, and it's easy to put things up in tweets or Twitter or whatever people go on to. And but I think there's an awful lot of genuine people out there who appreciate that the work that's been put in and the effort that people make. And as I said, it's definitely not for self-gain. And I think, you know, people just sometimes have just to get a hold of themselves. If I was taking any notice of what everybody around the place was saying about me, I wouldn't last 2 minutes in this job. And I suppose, you know, particularly when you're within the bubble and within the group, I think you shield yourself from there. And otherwise, you know, you wouldn't last at all at this job.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.